Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 24th to the 27th of March 2025. Hello there, how are you this week? Are you well? I hope you are. Look at this one next to me, still in Turkey, still holidaying away. How the other half live, eh? Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I am the other half. Don't forget that, Rob. I am the representative of the other half.
Repping the other half, like. Have you had a nice time? You fly back in the next couple of days, don't you?
So yes, I do. Yeah. I have. But I feel like my daughter's ready to go home now. I think she's starting to miss everything.
Miss Daddy. Yeah.
She's missing a lot of things. And Daddy, of course, that guy. Or,
yeah, just you know, that guy that was part of this, you know, half of the thing. This is all because she's starting big school. Well, not big school, but big school for a little and soon, isn't she? How does that feel? Do you feel old yet?
Scary, very scary. But I'm not sure exactly on what the rules are, because obviously you get fined and stuff these days if you take them on holiday. So I thought, do you know what? Let's do it while we can.
Take them on holiday now. Yeah, quite right. Yeah. It's kids, And... let me tell you, we ain't the only one saying kids, eh? Because look at the events of Walford this week. I think a new star has been born. Sozavani nicking all the Duff Dubs for the week. All right there,
too
Ivani.
Too right as well. I love seeing her in a serious role as well. Like, it's been really great. She's really good.
It's like they know what they're doing with this casting malarkey, isn't it? She was phenomenal this week. And we will be talking about the Ivani storyline, because we have much to say about that later on in the podcast. Much to say. A podcast
word. I'm repping her as well, look. My hair.
Yeah? Giving Ivani looks this week.
It must have been Ivani influencing me this week. Thank you, Ivani.
Does it take long to do pigtails like that? If you're not watching on www.youtube.com. He's got pigtails, giving Ivani
French plaits.
Is that what it is?
Actually, right. Rob. Yes, it's when it's hot. This is how I have my hair when it's hot.
Oh, okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's the behind the scenes knowledge you wanted to know when you tune in, isn't it? Right then, ladies and gents, we've got a few little storylines to discuss before we get to the big Ivani stuff. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, folks, let's start off with talking about Phil and Nigel. So Nigel kind of let slip this week. Phil is back in the community. He's sort of trying to get to grips with everything after being in the mental health facility last week. I think he's doing okay in the grand scheme of things, isn't he, really? Like, he's sort of trying to get to grips and kind of come back to reality a little bit. And I think he's doing all right, but Nigel didn't really help this week when he sort of blurted everything out this week, did he?
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't help. I actually think Phil's doing remarkably well, considering we're in psychosis, a month ago.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing remarkably well. And he's not quite himself, though. Steve McFadden's still doing such a good job, isn't he?
Gotcha.
Like, you can tell he's not quite himself, but he's starting to try and get back into the into the real world, so to speak. Yes.
I'm telling you now, I do think that this is going to be a turning point for Phil as a character. I said this a lot last week, but I really think that this is just going to be one of those storylines that actually puts a character on a different track. Yes, you're still going to have Phil's never going to be somebody who sits down and willingly has a really emotional conversation about himself
No.
because he's not that sort of bloke, all right? And those sorts of people do exist. But I do think that this is going to be sort of the end, I would think, of the sort of cliched gangster Phil that we've had in recent years, and he's going to be sort of more of a human being, which I think is just phenomenal work by this era on Phil, and I will take that to the dying hill. I think this era has just been phenomenal for Phil as a character. And what he's basically doing this week is sort of struggling to talk about how he's feeling. There was a nice bit at this right at the start of the week where he sort of gathered the family and was like, right, okay, so this is the new me, all right, I'm Phil Mark II, as he called himself, which I think this is what it is, Phil Mark II, Philip
Yeah, I
graded, Philip
agree.
dated.
I also think not only the depression, but I think that combined with Nigel and his new role, and he's probably going to be a bit of a carer for Nigel, is going to completely transform him as well.
As long as he doesn't make
So
him
I.
sausages too often, then I think they'll be fine together, won't they?
Yeah, there is that, bless him. Oh, poor Nigel as
Oh, I
well this
know.
week. He's,
I know.
yeah.
Nigel had a better week this week, didn't he? Because I think it was interesting. It's interesting that they're sort of developing this dementia thing as like he has good days and bad days, and the exhaustion that he was suffering from last week sort of perpetuated all of his symptoms quite a lot, didn't they? So he's feeling a little bit more himself this week, and I think that's down to Phil. I think that's down to the fact that he's got his mate back and he's feeling sort of more confident about himself. So yes, obviously he is going to go downhill, but I think this week it was nice to see Phil and Nigel sort of being there for one another and sort of supporting each other. It's such a nice relationship. It's almost kind of gutting that Nigel's going through this because I love Phil and Nigel
I
together.
know.
They're cute together. I love them.
They are cute. Yeah, they are cute together. I think it's been quite accurate as well how they're showing Nigel's dementia. Like my granddad had dementia, and it can be very up and down, especially. I mean, is it still early days with this, Nigel? How
Well,
long
this
has
is the
he
thing.
supposedly had it?
When he told Yolandi, and that was, I think, at the start of the year, wasn't it, he told Yolandi, he said that he'd known for about a year. So, and I don't know how, I mean, everybody's different, aren't they,
Of
with this?
course, yeah.
So I don't know how long it takes to sort of get to a stage where you like need round-the-clock care. But at the minute, you know, he can still go to work, he can still sort of function day to day. So I'd say he's still in the fairly early stages of it at the minute.
Yeah. And I wonder if going to work, because obviously dementia, I know he's got early onset, but dementia is something you associate with people who are a lot older. So they wouldn't actually be at work ordinarily. So with his age and having early onset dementia, I wonder if going to work will help him a little bit better with him, with his memory or not. I don't know,
I
obviously.
don't know. I know what you mean, like sort of keeping the brain ticking over and exercising it, all that kind of thing. I don't know. I would have thought that there is some credence to that, sort of keeping your mind active, sort of allays it slightly. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, but I at the moment I can't see it doing him any harm. And to be fair, all he does really at the calf is sort of it's a fairly simple job he's got, so it's nothing too taxing, it's nothing too strenuous. You know, he washes the pots. I do think it's going to get to the stage soon where he's going to have to start. You know, he's going to have to tell Kathy at the very least, and Kathy will be fine with that. She'll be like, right, we'll put you on pot washing, all good. Just keep you away from, you know,
Hopefully.
the dangerous equipment like the coffee machine or the oven or something like that, and just kind of get your plate cleaning and all that kind of thing. He can cope with doing that, I think, for a few more months, certainly.
I was thinking he might start struggling with like card machines and things like that, because if he's like, I'm using my granddad as an example because he don't have any other experience of
Well,
dementia,
everyone, like I
but
say, everybody's different, aren't they? But yeah,
yeah,
it's
he kept thinking that he was like in his 20s. So everything
right.
around him, so like when I went to see him in hospital, even just like going past the toilets, he was like, oh, and it was just, you know, a handrail for disabled people. He was thinking, oh, this is a like a way, a part of his like machinery at
Oh,
work.
really? Wow.
Because that was such an alien concept of being part of a bathroom and stuff. So I'm wondering if that might start happening with Nigel. If he goes back to a time when he was younger, the technology aspect of things is surely going to be like, what on earth is this while he's at the calf? Even the
I bet.
ovens and things. So whether they'll go that in depth, I don't know.
All I know is that whenever Nigel appears on screen, my heart warms a little bit. I love that man. Absolutely love him. It's so sad. But Phil sort of
Yes, sorry,
is
Phil.
slowly starting to come to terms with what he needs to do. He's still finding it a struggle to sort of open up. There was some nice stuff between him and George. I'm glad they've gone back to the sort of George and Phil friendship. And George manages to sort of get Phil in the ring, so to speak, and they have a little bit of a spar and a bit of boxing, which kind of, I think, wakes Phil's brain up a little bit as well, sort of makes him feel a little bit better about himself. Although, we need to discuss what George's idea is from there. He decides to open a sort of like evening thing with the over 40s to have boxing and talk and call it Box and Bants, which I do believe might be the worst title I've ever come up with for anything. What's Box and Bants? Do people over 40 even use the word Bants? Is that a thing?
Clearly,
Well,
I know what you're saying.
apparently.
I think that kind of implies the demographic that they're aiming for, maybe by calling it Box and Bants.
I mean, is there anything more aging at that point then? If they're claiming that Bants is for the over 40s, what? When did that happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't. Would something like that work, do you think? With
I
Box
get what
and
he's I get what
Bants?
he's thinking is. It's basically a sort of, I don't know, a manly way of dealing with mental health, which is no bad thing really, sort of addressing the fact that men are crap at talking. So let's get them doing a manly activity and then they might feel in a slightly more comfortable environment. It's a good idea, in
Yeah, it is a good
fairness, isn't it?
idea.
It's
Just
a
whether it'd
sweet idea.
work.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know, in all honesty, but it's a sweet idea, and I think he's doing it for Phil more than anybody else, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to
See,
be a function of the square that we're still going to be talking about in 5 years to come,
well.
but it's for Phil, I think, mainly.
As much as like Phil's starting to kind of talk about his emotions a bit more, obviously he was saying this week, weren't he, that it's a lot easier to talk to about his emotions with strangers than people he
So true,
knows.
isn't it? I didn't even think of it like
Very
that, really.
true. Very true. Well, that's why people go to therapists, isn't it? It's a lot easier to say something to somebody who doesn't know you personally than to your friends or family. But I was just wondering, will Phil end up leading this boxing bands? Because I still can't imagine him in that setting wanting to open up. Because I feel like he'd still have a bit of that wall up in that kind of setting.
On the other side of this, I think he might warm up to the idea a little bit. I mean, it's a bit of a
Okay.
strange concept, isn't it? Like you go and
Yeah.
knock six bells out of one another and then talk about your feelings afterwards. Like it's a strange sort of juxtaposition, I think. But I can see a path to it sort of working, especially for Phil. Like he felt, okay, because he did that thing with George, and then they were able to just sit on the side of the ring and have a bit of a conversation, as
That
opposed
is
to when
true.
they were in the calf and neither of them really knew what to say to one another, which I thought was so reflective of what blokes are like, because feelings are for
Yes.
girls, basically, is what
Yeah.
is the feeling, isn't it? So
Yeah.
it's
So
good.
he
I like
says
the
that
way
they're
they're dealing
doing
with
well
this.
trying to actually handle all this, aren't they? Obviously, like with the stuff that we had with Phil last week. Like, yeah, fair play to him.
Absolutely. So where do you think we go from here with Phil? Obviously, we know, because it's been officially confirmed by Philip, that he is still madly in love with Sharon.
Of
Sharon
course.
obviously was delighted to see Phil sort of back in Walford this week. When are we getting the Phil and Sharon
Well, he's
back
still not
together thing?
told her how he feels, has he? Because Linda made a point of saying to him, like, you've still not like gone and told Sharon how you feel. You know, that
She's
stuff you
single
wrote in the
now.
letter. The letters are still there as well, aren't they? I would assume. They've, for some reason, not got rid of them. So I wonder if he's actually going to give her the letter or something.
Maybe.
Because why
I
have
can.
these letters
Yeah, it's
been kept
easier.
hold of?
It's easier to sort of do that than say it out loud, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm wondering that. Something else I've noticed, by the way, with Phil this week. I don't know if they're going to touch on it, but you know when that happened with Nigel, burning the stuff in the kitchen? Did you notice that Phil had a little moment where his hand was shaking?
Yeah, I thought that was to do with sort of the anxiety of the situation and sort of like he's still feeling it inside mentally, and that's sort of his way of it. I, it
But
was
you
an out. It
reckon?
was it was sort of like a physical outlet for what was going on in his brain and everything at that moment, I
Oh,
think.
I totally read it as because my nan is on antipsychotic or was on an antipsychotic medication, and she started getting really bad shakes and
Could
tremors
be,
with it. So I
because he is
wondered
on.
if
He
he's
is
going to
on.
go
He is
down
on
that
medic.
route.
Yeah, it could be because he is on medication, isn't he? So they could be talking about sort of like the side effects of the medication. That would
Yeah.
be interesting to sort of really to explore a little bit.
But I couldn't
But
tell, like you said, or was it an anxiety about the situation kind of thing? Because it was quite apparent that they wanted to show us his hand was shaking, so I just wondered what that were about.
Yeah, I think you might be right, actually. I didn't think of the medication. That's interesting. So yeah, maybe. And I think it might be sort of a bit of, it's just continuing the journey of Phil. This isn't what they sometimes do in soap, where a character has an issue, they go and send them off to a place to go sort that out, and they come back as if the storyline never happened. Like, this is still the aftermath of what he's been through, still continuing his journey, and sort of self-acceptance, I think, is a big thing of it. And then sort of coming to terms with what he needs to do, how he needs to feel, what's made him feel this way, and sort of how he needs to address his family, and sort of grab it with both hands. So I think it's been done well. It really, really has.
Very
So I'm,
well.
yeah. So I'm looking forward to sort of seeing more of Phil and sort of seeing more of this journey and sort of seeing how he, what is the ultimate outcome of it, do you think, in terms of like when you can look at Phil and say, yeah, he's sorted?
I don't think it'll be for a while because if he's going
No.
through all this with Nigel, then he's going to end up grieving eventually. Because I do think we're going to see, I think we're going to be with Nigel when he's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm not, it could be a long journey. It might just be that they don't focus on it as much, but we just see the little bits,
Sure.
in the background kind of thing. I don't know. Would he ever be properly okay? Like we were saying last week, it'd be interesting if we see Phil sat in his armchair doing a bit of meditation and then someone knocks on the door and he just stands up and goes and answers. So it might be that kind of thing.
That's a bit of whale
But yeah,
music. What did you
the
say
other
to me
thing though,
earlier
like,
about going in a nice cold bath? That's all through mindfulness or something, didn't you?
oh yeah, I'm really thinking of getting, you can get actual like ice baths, can't you, to do them in your garden and everything. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I'm genuinely con or I might just fill bath up with cold water and see how I get on to
Have a
stuff,
cold
to be
shower.
fair.
Have a
Yeah.
cold
Oh no,
shower, you'd be
not a
all
cold
right.
shower. There's
But what's
something a
the
bit weird
difference?
about
Oh, but sitting
well
in a
for
bath
me,
full of ice,
like
that's perfectly normal, is it?
because a cold shower's just like trickling slowly, isn't it? Whereas a bath, it's like in, you're cold and you know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all
No.
right. Hey, Ree, it's your mindfulness journey, all right?
Do
I'm
you
not one to
know
disparage
what?
it.
Phil would be on that, wouldn't he? Phil wouldn't want a bit of trickling cold water
No,
from the shower. He'd be like,
he'd want
you're in it
straight
and
in.
you know it,
Straight
mate.
in.
Get on with
Yeah,
it. Yeah,
straight in.
exactly.
You and
See?
Phil practically on the same boat.
Same wavelength.
Yeah, absolutely. So there we go then. So that's Phil. Yeah, like I say, looking forward to sort of seeing how this kind of progresses from here. Him and Nigel, I adore. I love them together. I love them. I hope that we've got Nigel for like a really long time. Theoretically, they could keep Nigel around at least till the end of the year, which would be nice,
I
wouldn't it?
agree. I think we just need, they need somebody else in their house. So whether it's going to be Linda or is Nigel's wife going to return, Julie, at some point, because
I think
that's
that, well, she is going to
still,
show up at some point, I think, isn't
you'd
she? Because
think,
they're going to have
yeah.
to address that at some point, because it would be, it's, she's either going to turn up just before or, you know, sort of at the funeral or something like that. But we'll definitely see Julie again at some point. But I don't know, we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. On to Linda now. Linda's on a bit of a journey this week, isn't she? When she sort of realizes that at some point she's going to have to sort of deal with Mick's death, in inverted commas. We never quite know because we never saw the
Been a
body.
while, Linda, but
Well, you know, this is her realizing that after she sort of done her alcoholism storyline, she needs to sort of deal with life and sort of, I think, you know, one of the main reasons that she was drinking so heavily was because she was still grieving Mick, wasn't it? So I feel like now she's sort of gone to
and the
rehab.
Keanu stuff. Don't forget she killed Keanu as
Oh,
well, but yeah.
that small thing. I think she's realizing that she has to sort of maybe try and get on with her life a little bit. So she actually goes back into the dating game this week. Now, what we seem to have back, ladies and gents, is Foxcatcher. I thought we
Your
were done with this.
favorite, your
My
favorite.
favorite EastEnders thing in the whole entire world, Foxcatcher's back. For 12.99 a month, was it? Was it
No,
20 or 29?
29.99 plus VAT,
That's a
Rob.
lot. That's a
That's
lot.
36 quid,
It
I
is a
think.
lot. Is
Something
that how
like
much
that.
VAT
Yeah.
is? Is that how much?
20%, isn't it?
No. All right. Well, either way, yeah. I mean, 29.99 a month for Foxcatcher. I don't know.
That was quite funny though when Kim said that. She's like, yeah, come on, dude, all that. Well, it's $29.99 plus VAT.
Well, do you know what?
Anyway,
Well, weirdly, I've realised I prefer Foxcatcher to the Kimfluencer, I think.
Oh, see, oh no, I think I prefer the Kimfluencer. I don't understand how the Foxcatcher works, but I'm just accepting that it's a
Neither do I
thing.
really. It's like she sort of has. What's she, the implication was that Kim's got like a database of single people that she's gathered, and she'll just like show people pictures occasionally. Say, do you want to shag that? All right, I can sort that. No
Yeah.
problem.
In
You
that
know,
Tinder.
basically, but for
So what do they
$29.99
need?
plus VAT
What
a
do they need
month.
Foxcatcher for? I don't get it. But anyway,
It's that personal touch, isn't it? It's sort of like,
right.
because I feel like the personal dating game would ideally be Kim knowing that person and realizing what she needs to be, what they need to be with, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that she'll be gone with that soon. I'll be able to do it all for her.
That's
So
true. That's
make your
true.
money while you can, Kim. Make it while you
Absolutely.
can.
Absolutely. So Linda goes on a bit of a date this week with Jeff. He seems like quite a nice man. Jeff seems nice.
All right. I wondered if we were going to see him again there.
Maybe, I don't know. I got the impression that, well, I don't know, I think she screwed that with Jeff, which she basically ran away in the middle of the date. Would you go back? Would you go back if you were Jeff?
I don't know. Maybe I was reading too much into it. I just felt like he's going to be somebody who ends up being bad for her or something. Don't know
That's
why.
the soap brain, isn't it? Like, we don't trust new characters until they've done something amazingly good.
Until they've proven themselves right to us. I don't know. I
Yeah.
just got the feeling like she was sharing all the stuff, but I don't know. I think you're probably right. I think it was just to show us that Linda was feeling so awkward about everything. Yeah. Didn't
Well,
really know how to handle herself kind of thing and
exactly.
wasn't sure if she was ready or not.
Which apparently she wasn't. But then I think it's because it was interesting. She saw, I didn't really work this out until Johnny said it at the end of the week, that she clearly went in there thinking, well, I'm gonna have to marry this bloke, whoever he is. It's gonna have to be the new Mick. And it's sort of like, actually, Linda, you don't have to do that. You could do it at your own pace. You can actually just go and have a bit of fun if you wanted.
That's how things work,
That is how
Linda.
things work these
If
days.
that's what you want to do, yeah.
Yeah. So Linda sort of distracts herself this week by sort of trying to matchmake. Are they having a laugh, giving Felix a storyline now? Are you having a laugh, honestly? I mean, arguably, it wasn't exactly a storyline, but it at least was stuff. You know what I mean? It was
Got
seen.
something, didn't
You got to kiss
he?
someone on screen. It was things. It was nice. It was the most character development Felix has had in 3 years. We learned that
Literally.
Felix
See,
likes straight acting blokes. That's nice. That was a bit of character development. That was something.
I've got a theory on why this is, right?
Go
Why
on.
all of a sudden they've given Felix something. I
Go
think
on.
it's just so that he's got somebody to talk to about when he's leaving and why he's going to leave. And it'll be
Maybe.
Johnny. And he'll
Yeah,
just be
maybe.
saying to Johnny, oh, do you know what? I'm leaving. You know that plumber or whoever I mentioned I was going on a date with? Well, he's working out real good, so I'm going to leave and go with him. All right, bye. Because Bernie's not around at the minute. That'd be the only other person he might say it
Yeah.
to. I don't know. Something in me is just saying it's actually to do with his exit for some reason. I just
Might
haven't
do.
quite figured out
Might be.
why.
Might
But I
be.
think that's what it... Surely, because why else would you give him a storyline randomly?
I mean, I thought it was quite sweet, I think, like the Felix and Johnny thing, and it was I thought they worked quite well on screen together. Again, it's a shame because you could have
In
literally
it?
have had a relationship ready to go there. I mean, yes, they said, you know, it's just a bit of fun, but at the same time, it could have developed into something.
Yeah, literally, it could have done it a year ago and
They
it
could
could
have
have
done.
developed into something and given us loads of
Bonnie,
storylines with Felix. Yeah,
Bonnie,
yeah.
Geelix, it was there ready for the taking.
100%. I agree, but.
Although I do quite enjoy the fact that Linda seems to think that Johnny is a sort of straight acting bloke. Have you seen his suits? Come on now, honestly.
I did think this when they were saying it all. Oh, why is that Johnny? But the new Johnny, I think
The
that
new
is what we're
Johnny, yeah.
supposed, that's the impression we're supposed to get, isn't it, to be fair.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I quite liked it. And it's just a shame that, I mean, it's the thing is, because we know that Felix is leaving, it's not like we can get amazingly invested in it.
No, exactly. We know that it's not going to go anywhere. So maybe something's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know why they've just randomly decided to do it, other than to do with his exit.
Well, it was more to
Very
do with,
strange.
I think it was more to do with Linda, to be honest. I think they were
Linda.
very much a second part. They were sort of just sort of secondary characters in Linda's story this week.
True.
It was about her distracting herself and sort of trying to give herself something to do and sort of distract her mind away from things. So she decided to try and get Johnny and Felix together because, you know, I thought it was quite interesting that they sort of mentioned this week. Oh, just because they're both gay, turns out they don't have to fancy each other. That's
And
interesting.
then turns out,
And
actually.
turns out, actually. They both of
They
them have
do.
kind of gone, well, do you know what? While we're here.
Like you say, though, it's interesting. It was just for Linda, I think, like you say, because then it also showed Linda, oh, and it can just be casual if you want. Then she learned that from their
Yeah,
situation. Because
exactly.
as well, like Linda said, she was with Mick since she was, what, a teen. She's
Yeah.
not done the whole dating world stuff, has she? I mean,
No.
she were in an affair she had with Max.
Yeah, because everybody has an affair with Max at some point, so it's sort of like
Exactly.
taxes.
So,
Taxes and
yeah.
death and affairs with Max if you're a woman. It sort of kind of goes
That's
that
it.
way, doesn't it?
That's
So,
it.
how do we think Linda's dating journey is going to go from here? I think she's going to struggle a little bit, but then I think that someone might come along and surprise her.
Maybe Max is going to come back
Think
now. We
Max
would
has
have
come
had
back?
Max back by now,
I
wouldn't we?
think
If he
so,
would have
yeah.
come back,
I think
that
so.
ship sailed. Don't know. Hopefully, she's going to find someone new. I can't imagine. Oh,
Or
is it going to be Phil?
I hope not. I know what you
I
mean.
hope
That
not.
I hope not, but I know what you mean. There were sort of moments this week between the two of them where they were sort of like, because the thing is, they are on very similar journeys about sort of self-acceptance. They've got a sort of shared history with alcoholism. I know what you mean, but I really, 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 really hope not.
I hope not. And Linda and Sharon are best friends. Would she go there? But then there's still the Sharon and Grant thing to come out. Why did that
Yeah,
happen then, other
yeah.
than for the Teddy thing? So that might make them both go, all right then.
No, why not?
Sod it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I hope not,
possibly.
because I absolutely
I hope
adore
not.
the friendship that they've got. They've got a really sort of unique relationship on the square, and I don't want to sort of ruin that with a kind of a coupling together. I don't think they'd work together amazingly well, actually, because they're chalk and cheese in a lot of ways. So I
I
think
agree.
Linda brings out a really interesting facet of Phil's personality because he feels really comfortable with her in terms of emotional support. But I don't think that there's any sort. I don't think Linda would see Phil in that way at all, to be fair. I don't get that impression.
You never know if they bond over Nigel and things like that. We said this about Kat and Phil, and then we were
That's
devastated
true.
when they broke
I
up.
thought I'd devastate because now I look back on them and I think, what a strange period. Kat and Phil, that was odd.
Yeah, true,
And let's be
true,
fair,
true.
we never hear tell of Kat and Phil these days because Kat has had no involvement in the Phil storyline whatsoever.
No, she's
So,
not as shit. Well,
no.
that's been and gone, hasn't it?
It
Clearly.
is. Only other little thing to discuss was something that happened in the last episode of the week, which was with Gina and Anna and Harry. Obviously, the girls need a job because the Vic's got them blown up. So Nicola decides to sort of put them both against each other for a job at Harry's barn, and sort of leaves Harry in charge of deciding which one should be the one that gets the job. And basically, Gina ends up getting it. Now, the Gina and Harry thing, I can kind of see that happening at some point.
If he didn't turn out to be gay, yes, I could see that too. Because that just didn't get mentioned. Do you think that were
Good.
a load of rubbish said last week or
Yes,
what?
I do. Yes, I do. I live to be. I'm probably going to end up being wrong because I always am. But no, I don't think so at all. I think there was a bit of chemistry between the two of them this
Bye.
week, to be honest. Oh, bye. Yes.
I could see them two working, if I'm honest with you. That
Yeah.
wouldn't be a bad pairing, I don't
I
think.
think
They
they've
could
got that
work.
sort of. They've got that sort of toxic destructiveness, I think, together that could be quite interesting to watch
But
together.
they could also be doing drugs together,
They
seeing as
could. That's what I
with
mean.
Gina's history. Would
Destructiveness.
she
That's
go
what I
down
mean.
that would she go down that path again? Possibly, I
Yes.
guess.
Well, this is Gina's type, really, isn't it? Like I remember Gina has sort of said in the past that she does tend to go for blokes that she can sort of help and sort of sees them on a self-destructive journey, and that tends to be what she gravitates towards, doesn't it? So I
True.
can sort of see Gina and Harry working out, to be honest.
Other than Freddie, though, like that's just not been mentioned since, has it? And Anna and
No.
Gina are fine again now.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean. Random.
Cool,
Absolutely random that
glad that
was.
happened.
Glad that happened. There we go then. So that's all kicking off, and Gina's got herself a job at the bar, and Anna remains unemployed for now.
Wonder where she'll work. We'll see.
Fish and chip shop. I can see her working there
With
with Fred,
but with
with
Freddie.
Freddie. Yeah,
Maybe though. Yeah,
I
fair.
can see
Yeah, that
that.
could work.
I can see that happening. Right, ladies and gents, let's talk about the main storyline of the week, and this was Avani. So, on to the main storyline of the week. Some pretty strong stuff here. I have to say, I was surprised by how intense Tuesday's episode was, and it was intense, wasn't it?
It was really intense. It was so well thought out as well, like every single little detail, the pacing of it.
Yeah, long scenes, love a long scene. Small cast, love that
Love a
sort of
long
episode. It was
scene.
brilliant. Very, very strong stuff Tuesday. So, this basically is Avani and Lily and Amy. They decide to bunk off school because Lily is obviously struggling with breathing, and Avani's like, yeah, I'll skive, any excuse. So they decide to kind of go out for the day, and they come across a sort of old companion, sort of old acquaintance of Avani who used to sell her vapes, and because Avani was a vape dealer at one point. And he offers her drugs, and then he sees the police coming down the stairs at the tube station. And then drops the drugs at Avani's feet. and then runs. And then the police decide, right, we've got three young girls here. Drugs at your feet. Clearly, you're all druggies. I'm going to arrest all of you. Now, let's discuss the elephant in the room right now. Blatant racism going on here, right?
Right. That was my initial thought. That is what I thought straight away, because why was she treated so differently to both Lily and Amy? But what surprised me this week is that Priya, Suki, Ravi, Eve, not one of them's mentioned that as being a thing.
Do you know what, though? I thought it was really interesting they didn't mention it. They didn't make mention racism once. Because I think it was very much left up to audience interpretation of the situation, which I thought was a really clever way of doing it.
In a way, but I think if it is supposed to be that, then wouldn't one of them at least mention it? Like, why out of the three of them was it a Varney?
I
But I
think
know
they
what you're
did hint.
saying.
I think they did hint at it a couple of times,
Oh.
because I think, Priya says, "Sorry, were you the only one that was searched?" And all. I think they were sort of hinting towards it, but they didn't address it directly.
Okay, I can see what you mean with that. 'Cause, interesting.
I think it was very much supposed to be left up to us to decide exactly why this was happening. Like, there's a few reasons you could go down. You could go down the fact that Evani was the gobbiest out of the three of them. You could go down an age thing. You could go down a class thing. You could go down the route that Jack's an arsehole, so sorted it out because he doesn't like Evani's family. Or you could go down the fact that there was a bit of racism going on as well. There's sort of a plethora of reasons why we ended up where we did, but I do think that the show was sort of hinting towards a sort of racism aspect of it for sure. It was the first thing that came to my mind for a start.
It was mine as well. So if that's your gut, that's your gut thought, then it probably is that. I just wonder then. So in this scenario, let's say it was another, or let's say it was Amy who was, gobbing off, so to speak, like Avani was. Do you think she would have been searched like Avani was or not?
I mean, I don't know, because the thing is, they were arrested because these drugs were at their feet. Now, there was no proof there and then that these drugs had anything to do with any of them. It was just at their
Is that
feet.
even a thing? Because that's quite scary, isn't it? Because
But
anybody,
this is what
you
I
could just
mean.
stand next to someone at any point.
But this is what I mean, and this is where I think it started. The fact that it was, oh, drugs are at your feet, cool, I can arrest you now. Do you know what I mean? I think there was an element of that as well.
Possibly. Because the other officer, so we had the blonde officer and the other officer.
What a bitch she
The
was.
other
Carry
officer
on.
looked. Well, the other officer looked like she were going to go, oh, let's let him go, kind of thing. Then the blonde one straight away, like you said, saw an excuse. What are those at your feet? Is it? But police must be able to arrest you for, well, detain, search you for that at least then. Is that a thing? It's quite scary, really, isn't it?
It is, but then this is the thing. I don't know what right they had to sort of drag them straight off to the police station just because it was circumstantial at the very best. You know what I mean? There was no proof there and then that those drugs had anything to do with Alani whatsoever, or to do with any of them whatsoever. But they decided to take them back to the police station and detain them. And Avani, being the gobbiest one of the lot, and I think it was interesting that they gave this to Avani, even if we sort of disregard the racism aspect, I thought it was interesting they give this to Avani and sort of look at the way that Avani was being with it and sort of being the gobbiest one, being the gobby cow, Avani, this is Avani. She's sort of all mouth, quite attitude-y, not really bothered about what she says to anybody. And so the situation became worse for Avani because she was being the gobbiest. And then was there maybe an aspect of the police sort of taking advantage of their own authority and sort of punishing her for being the gobbiest one as well? Because she's young and because she's clearly sort of giving them attitude. It's like, right, we're going to strip search you then, see how you like that. So was
Yeah, it's it, it we're a bit God, yeah. I know what you're saying. But for us, as well, we know of Arnie, like she's really being gobby because she was innocent. Like otherwise she probably wouldn't have been so gobby, would she? But
Oh, I think she
clearly
would.
they've just gone, do you reckon? What,
Oh
even if
God,
she were guilty?
yeah, because she'd have been using it as a self-defense mechanism as well, I think.
Do you reckon? I think she'd have been quite scared if she were actually guilty. Like, if they'd found a way,
Maybe.
like selling vapes, I think that she'd have been a lot quieter and a lot more apologetic. I think her being so gobby was because she knew that she were innocent and how stupid she thought it all was.
I can see her kicking off either way, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting that it was sort of left up to our interpretation as to why any of this was happening. I thought that was a really clever way of handling it. Because as well of that, and I don't know when I say this, but I kind of feel that the BBC and a soap outright saying there's aspects of racism in the police, is that a bit problematic for them to be saying outright? I don't know.
Oh, that is true. I didn't think of it like that at all. But yeah, you
So is
might
this
have
the
a point.
closest?
Is that why they're doing it more subtly?
Is this the closest they could come to sort of suggesting it? I mean, there's no point in denying there certainly is aspects of racism in the police. There's no point in denying that whatsoever.
In lots of
In lots of
authorities.
authorities, this is what. Yeah, exactly. But can they outright say that?
No, probably not, to be fair. Oh, I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
Good
I don't know
point.
because you can say that that particular police officer is a racist.
That's what
Of
I was
course you
just
can.
thinking. Would they
Of
be a bit
course you
more
can.
blatant about it if they were going to do it in that? And it would be, well, it was that particular officer or whatever. Because the other officer seemed like she was quite sympathetic towards Avani, a lot more than the blonde officer, anyway.
But then
So.
there was an element of that as well, wasn't it? Because it was a white officer and a black officer. So it's sort of like, and you could tell that, the black officer was a lot more uncomfortable with what was going on. And so, her colleague was clearly a bit of a bully as well, and she didn't feel comfortable in sort of saying, "Can we chill out a little bit here? This is a bit intense." She couldn't even feel bring herself to say that. So, I do wonder if there was elements of that in there as well.
There's got to be something because they kind of used the excuse of Avani not having, like, so because Lily and Amy's parents came to pick them up, or appropriate adult, they didn't get strip searched. So had they been waiting longer, would they have been strip searched too? Because
I
I
don't
really
think
don't
so.
think they would have.
I don't think they would at all,
Then
no.
why was it all on Avani when all three
Exactly.
of them were stood in that area where the drop
Exactly.
because they were closer to Avani's feet than they were Amy's by what? Three
Well,
centimeters?
Jack had a big part to do with it, didn't he? Because he was the one that
Oh, he did,
basically
yeah.
said, "Oh yeah, she was selling vapes," and I think
And
some
she's
he,
friends with a drug
and
dealer
she's
or
friends with a
something
drug
like
dealer, so
that.
it's clear they're clearly her. So yeah, crack on, do what you need to do. Jack, as if Denise chose that.
I
Pace
know,
yourself,
right?
are
Are
you?
you?
Toters.
I hope you're all having massive regret right now.
So it was just fascinating. So then going into Tuesday's episode, which was f such an it was a very intense episode, really quite a it was quite shocking, I thought, about how sort of intense it was, and I loved it. It just sort of reminds you now and again that EastEnders is the soap that doesn't hold your hand. Love it. Well, I love it when they just do it. Another amazing script by Lauren Clee. Stunning stuff again. God, that woman's
She's good,
good.
isn't she?
She's good.
She's
She's
good, Lauren
good.
Clee.
She's good.
Very good.
And I just loved the long scenes. Like, they didn't shy. They went as near to the knuckle with that strip search as I think they possibly could.
I was surprised. I felt like it was just going to be that we, as the viewers, leave the room and then we see that she's been strip
Yeah,
searched.
no,
But
we were
from the
there.
going to a detail, yeah, like they couldn't have done it any more realistic, really, could they, for us?
No,
It was
exactly. Like, obviously,
uncomfortable.
it was so uncomfortable, and I just thought it was really, really well done. And they just went, and they went everywhere with it. They said, I mean, I mean, I've never been strip searched, so I wouldn't know. But I thought it was just interesting that they sort of just went so in detail with it. Like, once she'd taken her bottom half off, telling her to bend over and all that sort of thing. It was so sort of like, oh, I don't like this. But it was so
Do you
well
know
done.
what, right? As a young girl who has been of Arnie's age, right, I didn't even like getting unchanged in the PE changing rooms, and that was with clothes still on. So for her to be going through that and having to get fully naked, like, I know she wasn't, she had the top half and the bottom half done separately, but the trauma that poor girl's now got from that's horrible
It's
for a
awful.
15-year-old.
And the way
Like,
that they were
I don't
doing it as
understand how
well.
that's legal, if I'm honest with you. I know that they had an appropriate adult. They should have waited for a parent. They should have waited for a parent. And I don't think they would have done it if there were a parent there. I think she fully
No.
took advantage of the fact that there wasn't a parent there.
This is what I mean. This is what I mean. It was about dominance at the very least. At the very least, that officer was completely bang. I'm surely that officer was completely bang out of order, weren't they? Like, I'm sure there is an argument the police could use to say we were perfectly within our rights to do that because we believed that she had drugs on her. But at the same time, there was a lot of stuff that felt very wrong about all of that,
It's,
which I
but
can imagine
like,
is
they
something that
must have
pro
legally been able to do it. And then because Jack, like you say, Would they have done it had Jack not said that comment? Do you think that gave him more ammunition to go? All right, well, then we better add, haven't we? Because,
I
you know,
think Jack had
governor's
a,
told us.
yeah, I think Jack had a very big part to play in it, and I feel like he's gone under the radar with that a little bit. Maybe, I mean, actually, no, like I was going to say maybe he didn't realise that they were going to strip search it, but I can't believe that he didn't think that that was going to happen.
He would surely know that that's going to be a
He knows the
possibility, right?
procedure. He knows the procedure,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. Like, I agree with you. They should have waited until either Priya or Ravi was contacted. But at the same time, they could argue, well, we had an appropriate adult there, and she didn't want it. She didn't want her in the
And
room.
we couldn't
So,
wait in case she got rid of him or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know, there'd be ways that they could cover their own backs with that, which again, I think is an interesting sort of thing to say about the situation. You know, it was, I was surprised by how it was addressed, actually. I really was. I thought they would be a little bit more balanced with it. I thought they were going to sort, I was surprised that they, let's be honest, it didn't paint the police in a particularly good light, I didn't think, which I was surprised that they went that far. But at the same time, there is absolutely no point in saying that that doesn't go on. So why not
No.
address it? If you're gonna do that, then it's gonna get spoken about in the sort of public forum. So I think actually fair play to the show for going there. I really was impressed by it.
Yeah, agreed. What's going to happen next, though?
Well, so Avani in the aftermath of that was obviously, I mean, let's talk about that scene between Avani and Priya, which I loved. I thought that was so well written, so well acted, beautifully directed the whole week as well. I thought that was just stunning stuff. And the, so when,
Yeah, it has been a good week for directors, hasn't
yeah,
it?
really nice. And when Priya eventually finds out what went on, the way she stormed across, that last scene was so intense. The way she stormed across the square, nice one shot as she went across, something, you know, banging on Jack's door. And even when, oh, Jack, even when Priya is sat there like banging on the door, clearly angry, clearly upset, clearly yelling at Jack about what's going on, he still physically grabs her and goes, "I've said you can come in here." It's like, oh, you're an arsehole. You're an arsehole, Jack.
Are we supposed to like Jack? I
I
don't
don't
understand how
know.
people. I don't
No,
know.
neither do I. Neither do I. I cannot understand why anyone thought that that was what Denise should be with. I really don't get it. I get it because they want Ravi and Priya together, and that I think was the main component of it. I don't think they were thinking about Denise whatsoever when they voted for this. It was all about Priya and Ravi, who, by the way, are still great together on screen, aren't they?
They are. But it's not good. I don't know. I don't think they're going to get together yet, though. I think there's going to be some other stuff happen with all the Savani thing. Because I think obviously Ravi is going to be fuming if he finds out that Jack had any involvement in this. I don't know whether is anyone going to find out about Jack? Would they have put in their
I
report?
hope so.
Oh.
I hope so. I hope that Jack is held to account for at least some part of that. Because I refuse to believe that Jack did not know that that was going to happen. Now, it might not necessarily be his fault that it happened in the way it did. But at the same time, there's certainly a murky element to it all, isn't there?
Why say it? Because he was trying to imply, well, she's obviously guilty. I'm surprised he didn't say, oh, and her dad's obviously a drug dealer. You know, like, I'm surprised he didn't say a bit more, if I'm honest, because I think he was trying to get back at Ravi more than any. Mind you, no, he probably legitimately did think that they were Avani's pills, to be fair. So he
Probably,
thought, I'm going to punish you
probably.
then.
Yeah, because he
He
wants her
would
to stay away
surely know
from
she's
Amy
going to
as
get
well.
strip searched.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he 100% knew that she was going to get strip searched. 100%. Absolutely. And I think that he wants to keep Avani away from Amy for a start as well, so there was that element to it as well. I don't know, but I hope that Jack is held accountable in some way. I thought the
Well,
way that Priya stormed around and was like taking it all out on Jack was like, yes, Priya, fair play, tell him, like, because
and that's when she didn't really know how involved he was exactly.
exactly, so
It'll
I don't
be
know.
interesting because we've not seen much of Denise since we've had the result, right? And they've
No,
not
funny
really
that.
mentioned anything. So is she going to be in the middle of them worrying over like the kids and things like that potentially? Like, is this going to carry on?
I cannot believe that if Denise, like, discovered what Jack's role in that all of was, that she would be on his side for the whole thing whatsoever.
I don't think they're going to discover exactly
I don't
what he
think she.
said.
No,
Maybe
I
they're
don't
just
think they
going to
are.
accuse him of it, but they
Yeah.
won't actually find out because it'd have to be those police officers. Maybe the other officer will say something. The black officer
Maybe.
might say, oh, actually,
Maybe.
it's because it when the governor said, because she called him governor, the blonde one, didn't she? She'll say, well, when he said something that we went, right, we're going to do a strip search. It's all very, very murky, all this, isn't it?
Isn't
Like,
it just?
it's scary to think as well, like, obviously, as a parent of a
Yeah.
young girl
Yeah,
who
yeah,
could
yeah.
end up in this situation, I would be absolutely fuming.
Yeah.
And the way I found it interesting, because obviously Priya was let in a wag school because she
Yeah.
like, and she wasn't. Do you know what? They were all innocently just going to go to the London Eye, have
Yeah,
a
that's
day
all it
off
was going to be.
school.
Yeah.
You know
'Cause I,
what?
you know, Priya
Fine.
was sort of like, you know, oh, do you know what? Yeah, fine. 'Cause I think that, you know, the way Avani framed it was just like, I'm supporting Lily, all right? And, you know, let's be real here. Priya probably skived off school all the time when she was younger. I think it's interesting that this is why I love Priya, because she's not a hypocrite. You know,
No.
she looks at Barney and goes, yeah, fair, go on, off you go. Yeah, I'll cover you. Let's not make it too often, because I've got to be a mum here, but at the same time, I understand why you're doing it. Go on, yeah, go. So I thought that was a really sort of interesting way of framing it. And this is why I love their relationship so much, because they did address the fact that I know Avani was lashing out because she was all confused and hurting at the time, but they did address the fact that Priya has tried to be more of a mate than a mum to her.
Yeah.
So I thought that was sort of an interesting way of like looking at their relationship.
It is interesting, but then when you look at it, like Avani does tell her everything. So in
Yeah.
some respects, it
Does that
works for
work?
them.
Yeah.
It's about finding a right balance, isn't it, with
Yeah.
everything. But then Avani was looking at her mum, you know, you had Lily and Amy were like, oh, your mum's so cool. Like, my parents wouldn't ever do that. You know, they'd be marching me straight back to
I
school.
was
Your mum's so
jealous.
cool.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, as soon as they're in trouble, their guardians and parents are there picking them up. And then Avani's feeling like, oh, well,
Yeah, I mean,
my mum
you've
doesn't
said in
take
the
it that seriously.
I mean, you've said in the past that you think that Priya's a really good mum. Were you still on that boat this week?
In some regards, don't get me wrong, she ain't perfect, and
No.
nobody's gonna, even
No,
Priya herself, you know,
there's not a
wouldn't.
single perfect parent on the square. Let's be real here for a start.
I think she does put her foot down when she needs to, though.
Yeah.
However, this week, I was surprised that it took Suki to say, you need to go and make a formal complaint for her to do it. She was respecting Avani a bit too much in that scenario, because it was an awkward one, because I certainly see it from Avani's point of view and why Priya was trying to say, well, I don't want to cause her any more embarrassment and shame. But when Suki were
Yeah.
like, yeah, but she's a kid, you need to do what's right for her, I was like, yeah, fully fair. Sometimes you have to cross those boundaries and
Yeah.
go, actually, no, that's not okay, and I need to go and complain, even though you don't want me to.
Yeah.
And when Avani's older, she'll understand why Priya had to go and complain, hopefully.
Oh,
And
yes, she
she'll be
will, yeah.
teaching her. You have to do things in the right way, because it's interesting, isn't it? Because now Priya's saying, you know, we've got to play them at their own game, do it all with the paperwork, do it all above board, rather than, you know, go and smash Jack's face in, which is clearly what she wanted to do at the start.
And it's clearly what I wanted us to do at the start as well.
We
I
all
thought,
did.
yeah, I thought it was really, really interesting, and I love their relationship. And obviously, by the end of the week, Avani sort of just kind of goes off the rails completely. She gets really, really drunk on a bottle of vodka and spends a night in a park. And then at the end of the week, she's picked up some drugs. So this is a bit.
Azani, for goodness sakes, child. You're not helping yourself, are
Helping
you?
yourself whatsoever.
But now she's blatantly going to end up, as if it were pills, we didn't actually see what were in the bag. So now she's going to take these pills that are dodgy, end up in hospital, and police are going to be like, see? And
See,
then it's going to make the entire case fall on its head,
yeah,
because
it's
they're going
gonna
to be
go
like, well, she
against her,
blatantly was on the drugs, weren't she? Because
yeah,
look what she got found with next
they clearly
week.
were her drugs, yeah, and maybe even arrest her again,
Yeah. And it's all going to backfire on her totally. So it'll be
yeah,
interesting to see how they go with that.
in fact,
When the
yeah,
irony would be, she went and got the drugs because she's like, well, if I'm going to get accused of something, I might as well do it. And, you know, she's trying to blot everything out, kind of thing.
when in reality, actually, what she's probably done though is completely and utterly screwed up her own case. Because
Yeah.
they might have had a leg to stand on if they could reasonably prove that Avani had nothing to do with the drugs found whatsoever. But now she's going to get herself into an absolute state and make it quite blatant that she has taken drugs. So they're just going to go, well, say we were all right, and she's
Yeah,
going to and they're
exactly.
not and they're not going to be able to do anything about it now. I
No.
don't see how they can now prove that the police were out of order in any way whatsoever.
No, because then they'll say, well, she'd been caught taking drugs, so
Yeah.
clearly we had to do that. We were within our rights to do the strip search, and they were clearly hers all along, and now we're gonna arrest her for two crimes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Vani. But
Frustrating,
hey.
infuriating, but at the same time, like, what a good storyline. I loved
It is
how
a really good story. I was
it's a
just thinking
really good,
that to
it's
say
such a good
it.
storyline because actually there's so much conversation to be taken out of it. And I don't think the show is saying for an instant that all the police are like that, but I think they're definitely saying that there's aspects of that for sure. And I stand by that. I think it was really clever that they didn't directly mention racism once, although there was clear hints that that's what was going on.
Yeah,
They didn't
I think it
lecture.
was.
I think they didn't lecture, they merely illustrated. And I think that's a very clever way of doing it.
Oh, like you said as well with the class thing, because she's so much more apparently working class, I would say, than Amy and Lily, even though I would say that Lily's probably classed as working class. She doesn't necessarily come across that way like Avani does, maybe. So
And
it could
also,
have
she's the
been that
daughter of
kind of
Jack.
thing as well.
Amy's fine for this sort
Oh,
of thing.
yeah.
Like, even if Amy
Oh,
had been the
yeah.
one with the drugs, Jack would have got her out of that.
And Lily is the mother of his grandchild, so probably helped her out in some way while he were down there.
So it's
It's
also
bad,
all
innit?
about favoritism as well. It's about class, it's about age, and it's the fact that, Avani was just gobbing off. I thought Aaliyah James was stunning this week. I thought, hello, you've arrived. Nice one.
Finally, given something to that's not just a bit of bants. There you go. A bit of
There you
bants
go.
on
Over
screen and a
40.
bit
Over
of
40.
humor
Hello.
and
Yeah.
she was really, do you know the thing that I thought she was really good at, like when we had the scene with Priya and she was like, Mom, no. Like, God, that's such a typical teen response. And how she's been acting like you felt the shame from her all week. That's quite a hard thing to convey, I think, shame. And she's
Yeah,
done
it
really
is.
well at showing us that. And oh, it's horrible though. She didn't even want to tell her own dad because she feels so ashamed. Is it all going to get out? Is everyone on the square going to know? Because,
Probably.
you know.
Probably. I think, I don't know, I just think that the fact that she's taking drugs at the end of the week is just going to go completely against her, and they're going to get away with it now. I don't think there's any way that anybody other than Avani gets punished for this week's events now, which
No, I
is
agree.
a sad reflection of it, but I think it's a realistic interpretation of the situation, to be honest. I thought they really knocked it out of the park this week. The cleanse era might be about to come to an end, but he's still got it.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. So, as if I need to ask Re, gold star this week. It's
It's got to be Avani. It's got to be a
got to be
double one,
Avani.
Rob, surely.
I think a double Avani for so two gold stars for Avani this week. Absolutely fantastic stuff. We'll finish the podcast as usual, ladies and gents, with some comments from you.
Got a comment from Renaissance Costume who says, brilliant story. It's actually quite sad how things have escalated for Avani. Priya should have really sent the girls to school, but ultimately Jack is the biggest loser throughout this. I thought with the voting going in his favour, they would at least make him more likable, not worse.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know
I
whether they would
mean,
have known the result of the vote when they were filming this, but
but still, there is
they're
a
not.
point there.
The thing is, though, Jack is and always has been a bit of a bully sometimes, especially in terms, he's a branning man. That's what they do sometimes, unfortunately. But why Denise would want to go back there is a mystery to me, quite frankly. But there we go. Rodney Lippard has said this episode was so intense and so well done by everyone. But what got me the most was Priya's reaction. Not when she went after Jack, but when the realization of what happened to Avani hit her. The change in her expression and whole body actually was so subtle but so powerful at the same time. The one little instance was a ma that one little instance was a master class in acting. Absolutely, I agree with that.
That
She
is
was
so
stunning.
true.
Stunning. She's so good, isn't she? Like facially, you can tell you can tell the different sort of facets of an emotion. She's very, very good at sort of letting the tears gather in her eyes and looking really sort of sad and
Yeah,
classical.
she is
So
very good
good.
at that,
So
actually.
good.
Yeah, very good.
I love her. Love her. I love her.
We've got another comment from Heather Phoenix who says, I needed comfort shows after this. Such an incredibly strong episode. Went from uncomfortable to sad to blind rage. Had to remind myself that this is a soap and these are actors.
Yeah, it was so, Tuesday was so strong, wasn't it? It was one of those, just one of those episodes where you sort of have to go,
Woo!
well, after when the credits rolled. And actually, I thought Tuesday flew by as well. I wasn't expecting the duff duff to happen
Yeah.
when it did. I thought like we were about halfway through the episode when the duff duff happened. I thought it was
That's
one
a
of
good
them,
sign, isn't it?
isn't it?
But you know what? You're saying that, you know, you had to remind yourself that they're actors and it's a soap, but it just shows you that it can happen in real life. Clearly, that's a legal thing that could happen. How many kids has that happened to? It's
Fair.
awful, isn't it?
It was a very, very brave episode. Finally, Matty Bate has said, I'm so happy Linda's getting some lighter storylines. It's nice to see. see her happy. I agree with that because Linda's had quite a heavy couple of years. So I'm liking this slightly more whimsical side to Linda, sort of like the Linda of old. It's nice to see. And I can see us getting a few little sort of comedy moments as the pub renovation kind of kicks off because they were sort of addressing that this week, weren't they? The
Yes.
pub's getting itself sorted. So they were saying Elaine's not going to reinvent the wheel. I would argue that what's going to happen is the wheel's going to look exactly the same. They always do this when they blow up a set and make it look very similar to the one that they've just lost.
It'll be slightly more modern. I can't quite think how they're going to do it, but you've got to keep with the same colour scheme and everything, haven't you? Because that's the Queen Vic. Can you imagine them just changing it?
Changing
They
it
can't.
completely, like completely revamping the whole place and it becomes a cocktail bar.
It's a bit like the cafe, isn't it? How they always revamp it and it looks a bit more modern, but you've still got the same colour scheme. So if somebody's turning EastEnders on for the first time in years, they still know which cafe that is that they're looking at.
I think there
It's
is
going
a
to be the same
reason.
thing.
There is a reason for it all. I mean, would you want the Vic to look amazingly different on screen as to how it used to?
No, because anyway, if you modernize it too much, we don't want some, bistro. It's meant to be an old London pub, isn't it? That's where it's supposed to be, where people go in, they have a pint of stout or whatever it is that they want
Have
to
a fight and
drink.
go home. Have had a good night.
That's it. Good night. Gotta go and get some fish and chips, don't we? Pie and mash, aren't we,
Pie and
mum?
mash. There
Done.
you go. London. Proper. Nice. There we go. So that is it this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Instagram and Twitter at E20 After Dark. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel, Albert Square After Dark. You can find us on all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email, e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Next week, ladies and gents, I think I'm right in saying this. The new Fowlers arrive, I think, next week. Ooh,
Yes.
yes.
Ooh,
Looking forward to
interesting.
meeting them. So let's get our teeth into some new characters. Well, one old character and two new characters. That's exciting. I can't
And a
wait.
recast.
And a recast, so which is that technically? I always think of a recast. It's basically a new character with it's
Well, we're with Johnny, weren't it? Let's be
certainly
honest.
was with Johnny. Can I just say with Johnny, I've got used to him now. I like Johnny now. It was a bit of a yeah.
I
It
am, yeah.
took me a little while, but I'm there now. It's all good. Yeah,
It took me
Johnny's.
about 5 years to get used to Martin, and
I know
now,
now. Look what's happened. Should
now
have
he's
got used to
gone.
him quicker, shouldn't
Yeah.
you? Yes. Right, ladies and gents, thank you very much, and we'll be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.